Welcome to A Day's Journey podcast, where we are healing out loud. My name is Miyoshi Walker, your host. I am a multi-talented entrepreneur, author, event curator, and founder of A Day's Journey podcast. I have made it my mission with compassion and conviction to offer healing balm to those who have endured the weight of trauma and losses. Believing in faith, we all can have limitless lives in Jesus, that in faith we can be healed. So each week, I'll share heartfelt narratives and insights of testaments to the miraculous strength of faith and restoration of hope, with my heart desires to inspire countless listeners to walk the path of healing and embrace the limitless possibilities found in their faith journey. Let's get into today's episode to take a journey on A Day's Journey podcast. Are you looking for a safe outlet to write your emotions and thoughts down, whether it's daily, instantly, or ongoing? If so, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is exactly what you need. I invite you to purchase this journal on Amazon with dozens of others that have found this beneficial to their healing. This journal can be a beneficial tool to assist you in your healing journey. Interested in working with Miyoshi? Send requests to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com to inquire information. Hello, and welcome back to A Day's Journey podcast. I am Miyoshi Walker, your host. Welcome back to another week. Today's topic is, are you sad? S-A-D. And the S-A-D stands for Seasonal Affective Disorder. And so welcome back to another week. I am excited again to be here to impart a word and to impart a word upon myself. And so make sure that you download, share, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that these messages can reach more people. And again, if you have any questions, you may send them to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into this episode. So the topic came about, I began to pray and ask God what to speak about, what is the most need right now, and what is it that, you know, that can help us along the way during these times. So we all know that it's so much going on top of, you know, the things of the world, you know, life be life and but God be gotten, as it says, you know, but at the same time, you know, we need ways and avenues in order to help us navigate through this life that be life in. So with that, sad, the seasonal affective disorder, I didn't know that it was such a thing. I began to, you know, just Google what are some symptoms of things that I've experienced over the years or that I hear people in conversation discuss or talk about. And so seasonal affective disorder, you know, we're going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about the promises, you know, how we can overcome these seasonal blues and overcome it with faith in God and allowing him to, you know, do the things that he do through us for his good. So again, I'm Miyoshi Walker, your host, and I am here to impart in a word of encouragement and offer faith, hope, and just, you know, the spirituality of becoming closer with God. And so with today's episode, we're going to dive into the topic that I'm sure that millions, you know, deal with or experience at some point with that seasonal affective disorder or sad. So don't be sad. Let's see how we can become happy and in a place of where God will want us to be, so we don't have to deal with the seasonal affective disorder of sad. So I definitely, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to be amongst the living still. And I just, you know, want to just speak and impart this word because, you know, seasonal affective disorder, as I stated, I didn't know it was a thing, but I know that it can cast many shadows on many people's lives that, that can impact their emotional well-being. So I believe that it's very crucial to see how in faith we can become a beacon of light during these darker times, because it can be difficult by, not having so much, sunlight and things that we, definitely can experience during the spring and summer months. So let's define the seasonal affective disorder. So of course, I looked up the meaning, and the definition of it is a form of depression that occurs seasonally, typically during the fall and winter months when daylight hours are shorter. Who knew? I didn't know, but wow. So when I was reading this and, studying on it, I was just amazed because I didn't know it was such a thing. But however, when the definition explains it, it explains a lot. And then it goes on to say it's characterized by feelings of low energy, persistent sadness, irritability, difficult concentrating, changes in appetite, and a lack of interest in activities normally enjoyed. So we're going to shed light on what SAD is and how it affects individuals' mental and emotional well-being during the winter season. So let's gain a deeper understanding of what, those things can do, physical and psychological to us, in terms of, how we don't have an excessive amount of sunlight during that time, because it gets darker earlier. So that impacts our serotonin levels. It, disrupt our internal clock that we're used to, of the time, because the thing that with that is said within our household, it's only 5 o'clock, but feel 11 at like it's 11 o'clock. And I'm sure most of us experience that. So that can lead to, mood disturbances or things that we experience. So we're going to discuss how the condition of this, we can how many may experience this and struggle during these darker months. So with this topic, the goal is to encourage you to, recognize the symptoms and the signs of SAD, and how we can overcome them. But we can validate those feelings by fostering a sense of understanding within what we have going on, what we see, acknowledge those challenges that's posed by SAD, and then we can create, ways and avenues of not feeling alone while facing those struggles. And so, we're gonna discuss how we can overcome the seasonal affective disorder by having the faith, and then just fostering a sense of that support that we need through our communities and with those that we are surrounded by. So we have to understand that the seasonal blues, or that SAD, the seasonal affective disorder, by acknowledging it, because I know that I was unfamiliar with it, but to come across that it has a title, it can begin to shed some light on this. And so with that, SAD can be a form of depression that surfaces, during the seasons, but during mostly the darker and colder months, because it can bring out different moods and change your energy and overall well-being. And so with that, we can become in despair, and then we need to know that we could turn to our faith for solace, and when we're going through this, or just seeking professional help and knowing how to navigate through this. Look, during these months, I feel this way, and how do I maintain and navigate through it? So when you how do you see your faith in providing that comfort and strength, especially during these challenging times and months, during these darker winter months when the daylight is cut shorter and it's longer days and longer nights? So let me give a scripture. So in Philippians 4:6-7, it reminds of God's promises of his strength and peace. So this can be assuring to us, that knowing that no matter what, that God will give us the strength and peace to endure and to forge ahead and overcome things that we need to, you know, overcome and deal with. And so in prayer, we have to add that integral part of finding that solace and knowing that we have to, you know, trust and depend on the path that each of us are on, because each of us are on different paths, those emotional challenges that we might be dealing with in that season, and then how we can incorporate our spirituality and prayer in that, and knowing that we can make it through with prayer and with guidance and asking for discernment on how to handle it as an individual. So we know that prayer, as I always speak about, is an integral part of finding that solace and finding, you know, that comfort in God and listening to Him and allowing Him to allow us to hear Him and to lead and guide us to make the right decisions, because prayer serves as a powerful tool that we can use daily by communicating with God. It can allow us to have that inner peace. It can allow us to connect with something or to with God greater than what we're going through in that turmoil and that sadness. And we can engage in those things and have, you know, things that are very beneficial to us by having that relationship with God during that time. And we always, you know, have to take into account that, you know, with support from those that we trust and those that we can go to in a time of need, we can just foster those, you know, opportunities and communities that we need from other people that's dealing with sad or those winter blues. So when we know that we can find a sense of belonging and the support that we need, you know, even the word said we're to bear each other burdens. And so we should show that compassion and support by bearing each other's burdens. So when we find that purpose in the midst of challenges, you know, it can foster our health and our faith with individuals to just rediscover who they are, how they should, you know, have faith in God, how they should, you know, trust and lean and depend on Him, because, you know, it may be easier said than done, but with the promises of God and with the faith and with the assistance that each of us may need, we can find that joy, because God's word says joy comes in the morning. And we have to know that no matter what we go through, it is a brighter day, a new day, and hope ahead for the next day. So joy does come in the morning, because when we wake up, we still have purpose, and then we're still here amongst the living. So therefore, we have purpose. And I always ask God how to find purpose in my day. And now I have began to incorporate, allow me to have an encounter that you would align for me to impart a word or someone, or to encourage or uplift them in a way that you will have me to do that. And so let's look at a few scriptures during these challenging times. As we all know, God is our refuge and our strength, and He is ever present help in trouble. Psalms 46:1. And then remember that Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And Psalms 30:5 and says, "For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may endure for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." And these are the NIV versions that I'm reading. And so Jeremiah 29:11, we know that also well. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So with that, we have to remember that what Romans 15:13 says, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And so with knowing that we can incorporate these scriptures, because God is waiting for us, because in His word, He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest." You know, God's word, and that's Matthew 11:28. God's word is not just there to read, but it's to apply to our lives in faith. And with these scriptures, they offer that hope and reassurance and reminders of God's presence and his promises, and providing that spiritual strength and that comfort during those difficult season moments, during those winter blues moments, when we're having that sad moment of knowing that, you know, we can overcome those things when we are dealing with, you know, the seasonal affective disorder, or if we are sad, because we have to, you know, be aware of our well-being and healing during those winter months. Because when we apply those principles and find genuine healing, we can navigate through life, you know, more and be more purposeful if we do those things. And so if we surrender, when we surrender our worries to God, you know, life becomes easier. And so how do we surrender the worries that we deal with, but contribute to the healing of our process? So how do we surrender our worries to contribute to the healing, to our healing process? So when we surrender our concerns to God and trust in God's plan, we can alleviate that stress and anxiety, and we can know that we can acknowledge our limitations, but trust God that he is able to do exceedingly above, more than we can even imagine. Because if we trust God's ability to heal and guide us through difficulties, we can trust him with anything else and everything else in our lives. But we have to know that we have to surrender those things over to him in order for him to be able to heal us and to help us go through difficulties through him in faith and trusting in his sovereignty, and just knowing that, you know, he will be there for us, that he will give us the things that we need in order to move forward. And so we have to know that in showing thanks and giving thanks to him in our surrender, because 1 Thessalonians 5:18 said, give thanks in all circumstances, not some, but all, because this can transform our thinking, transform our hearts. And then it just express, you know, and cultivate a positive mindset and foster that emotional well-being that we all desire during that time and during those difficulties. And we have to know that we have to show that gratitude is a powerful tool that we should apply to our lives. Because when we create that gratitude, we are more, you know, open and prone to be open to things that we need to change within, how we need to shift, what we need to apply to our lives. And so, you know, Oswald Chambers said, prayer does not fit us for the greater work, but prayer is the greater work. So I did like that quote, because prayer is the greater work. And so by focusing on those spiritual things, we can nurture our spiritual well-being by allowing that pathway to our healing. And so how do forgiveness contribute to this healing process? And I always speak about how this is a major important component in our lives as Christian and as we live, because forgiveness can contribute to our healing processes. Because if we don't forgive, we're internalizing, we're holding it on, we're continuing to replay it, we continue to, you know, feel some type of way. But when you forgive, and when you forgive that person, or when you forgive yourself, most importantly, you know, you are able to move on and move forward, and knowing that no matter what it is that you're experiencing or going through, that in faith, that all things are possible. That when you surrender your heart, when you surrender yourself to him, and knowing that no matter what, God will be with you, because it says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And when we can forgive, it's the act of the will of God, and we can and will, you know, change the temperament of our heart and our thought process. Because when we truly forgive, that's transformative, you know, because we surrender, we will show forgiveness, we show gratitude. And those are just, you know, avenues towards our wellness and healing, during challenging times, during those months that we feel like we can't go on, or that, what's the point of, allowing myself to grow and be present. But you have to be present. You need to be present. You should be present, because without you, things will not be. And so everyone has a purpose. And so I hope that whoever is feeling, down and complacent, or feel like they don't have anyone to go through, or don't know which way to turn, that, just trust God, because with these beliefs that can align us, in fact, that we have faith in God, that it can foster a deep connection with Him, and that it will lead to wellness in your whole and your healing. And so we should continue with our principles and practices that God's word has given us, and that we know that during these times that we need to practice healing in our wellness during these months, and become, more aware of, our well-being, of the state of where we're in, and knowing that it is important to surrender and have those spiritual disciplines. And then most importantly, we need to forgive so that we can experience that healing process. So we have to know that faith is a guiding light during those times. We have to remember that our faith journey is personal, and that we can find solace in God and His promises that can bring comfort and strength during these darker times. And so it's nothing that is too hard for God that He cannot see us through. And so remember that no matter what, that God is with us, and that He can give us the strength that we can navigate through these seasonal challenges, and that He always offer hope. So thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join us for the next episode. Remember to leave a review, and remember that faith can be the beacon that guides us through even these darker seasons. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining and listening to A Day's Journey podcast today. Remember, every step towards healing and wellness is a step towards a richer, more meaningful life. Until next time, many blessings, stay well, and keep nurturing your soul. May you heal on your daily journey of becoming whole and free. If you have any questions or would like to share your own journey, please reach out to us on our email at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. or our social media channels. Until next time, may you find peace, healing, and the unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care. God bless. And don't forget, I want to hear from you, your thoughts of the episode. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that we can get the word out to others as well. Healing day by day, healing out loud. Many blessings to you. Have a good rest of the week.